Good morning. We're continuing with Hilchos Shabbos, and we're trying to understand the concept of Grama. We're getting a little more involved in the sugyas than we normally do, because Grama is such a challenging concept to understand the applications of it in regards to Shabbos. So we left off, we have a Gemara in Baba Kama, which introduces the concept of Melechas Mashabbos Asutara, which allows something which seems to be a Grama to be considered a Maisa. We have the Gemara in Shabbos, which says Grama is Potter. And we have a Gemara in Shabbos, which seems to fit with the Gemara in Baba Kama, that something which should be a Grama is considered a Maisa. One approach we've said is, no, that the Gemara in Baba Kama is unique, and the Gemara in Shabbos, which seems to say Grama is Chayiv, it meets the criteria of Maisa, the general criteria of Maisa, which you find elsewhere. The Rebbeinu Chananel, however, understands the Gemara in Shabbos, which says that a person is chayev for the wind which increases the fire, is based on the Gemara Baba Kama of Melechas Mashabbos HaSotara. So now we see that this concept of the Gemara of Zorah is not limited to Zorah. It applies to the Melech of Havorah as well, that the fire which is being fanned by the flames, by the wind, the flames which are being fanned by the wind, is considered a person's Maisa, even though it does not meet the criteria of Maisa in the rest of Shas. Then we have to explain, if that's true, what's shot in the other Gemara, which says that Groma is Potter. If we want to say that Shabbos is the exception and that the rules of Groma don't apply, then we have to understand the Gemara which says Groma is Mutter. So the Rebbeinu Chananel expands and he says that this Gemara on Kuf Chaf Amabeis, where a person opens the door and the wind blows and fans the flames, is considered his Maisa, even if it's not Karach Rishon, even if it's not just the first flow puff of air which comes in, which would be analogous to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, that the first flow of water is considered a person's Maisa. Even if it's because of the second flow of air which causes it, which by Sanhedrin would be Potter, by Shabbos is going to be Chayiv. Okay, so now, according to the Melechus Chananel, what's in the Gemara, what's the difference in that in the Gemara on Aman Aleph, Kuf Chaf Aman Aleph, which says that causing the fire to be extinguished through some form of Groma is Mutter. So there are multiple approaches in the Achronim, and in general we accept all of them as valid differences. One difference, the Sefer Zera Emes says, is if the process starts immediately and continues, or there's a time lapse before it happens. In the case of the Mar Kuf Chaf Aman Aleph, the person puts the hide over the other half of the box, and eventually the fire gets there. The person puts the kalim, which have water in them, as a barrier for the fire to spread, and then eventually the fire reaches there. So it does not happen. His input, it has a time lapse before the action takes place. The person opens the door and the air starts to flow inside, even though the second flow of air is what causes it, but the air is coming in immediately. This would be analogous to the idea of the Melech of Bishul. Person puts something on the fire to cook. It takes a long time for it to cook. So his Maisa is just the first step. So we look at everything which is subsequently as a continuation of his Maisa. So even if the fire which he put it on, eventually those pieces of wood burn out and new pieces of wood catch on fire, but it's a continuation of his original Maisa, and therefore it's going to be Chayiv, even though that might not be true elsewhere. So that's the first differentiation between the Gemara and Kuf Chaf Aman Aleph and Kuf Chaf Aman Beis, is does the process start right away and then just be Nimshach, or is there a time lapse? And even if it starts right away and it's Nimshach, in a way which elsewhere in Shas would not be considered his Maisa, but for Shabbos, because of Melechas Mashabbos HaSotara, that's going to be sufficient for him to be Chayiv. But even with Melechas Mashabbos HaSotara, if there's a breakdown between the direct corollary between his maisim and the result. By having a time lapse, even that, even Melechad Mashav Asutara cannot be mechayiv him in that situation. That's the approach of the Sefer Chubas Zera Emes, which is accepted as a valid argument in halacha. Have a good day.